Audio article from Scopa.com.
Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia, CBTI. Medically reviewed by Dozalyn St. Martin, MD. Triple board certified in sleep medicine, internal medicine, and pediatrics. This audio includes the following sections. Based on science. CBTI treatment components. About sleeping pills. Find professional help. Introduction. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia, or CBTI, is an approach recommended by the American College of Physicians to help combat and treat chronic insomnia. Research studies show that CBTI is more effective than sleeping pills and is a lifelong solution for sleeplessness. Section 1, Based on Science. CBTI is a treatment for insomnia that is grounded in the science of behavioral change, psychological theories, and the science of sleep. Empirical evidence supports the effectiveness of CBTI, indicating lasting results and no negative side effects. This treatment can benefit nearly anyone with sleep problems, helping people who have primary insomnia, as well as those with medical problems, such as chronic pain or mental health disorders, such as depression and anxiety. Section 2, CBTI treatment components. CBTI consists of six specific treatment components and helps with various manifestations of sleeplessness, including difficulty falling asleep, difficulty staying asleep, reliance on sleep aids, daytime sleepiness. 1. Cognitive therapy. CBTI realigns thought processes to counteract negative thoughts and worrying. How you speak to yourself throughout the day, otherwise known as automatic thoughts, can determine how you sleep at night. These thoughts, which can be negative, hugely impact your quality of sleep. The stillness of nighttime is an ideal setting to have these thoughts float to the forefront of your mind. It's common to intermittently wake up throughout the course of a sleep cycle, giving your mind an opportunity to grab hold of negative thoughts or stressors. Combining CBT with pharmacotherapy or CBT alone was found to be more effective in modifying automatic negative thoughts than pharmacotherapy alone, ultimately reducing depressive symptoms to a significant degree. 2. Stimulus control. What's key with CBTI is that the bed is solely used for nighttime activities, like sleep. Believe it or not, working on a laptop or tablet from the comfort of your bed or other activities can negatively affect how you sleep. In a nutshell, stimulus control refers to steps you can take to help you reassociate your bed and bedroom with sleep. When daytime activities are performed in a bedtime setting, this cues the mind for wakefulness, resulting in cognitive arousal or sleeplessness. Another part of the problem is that electronic gadgets emit a blue light that inhibits the formation of a hormone called melatonin that regulates sleep. One study shows that evening exposure to a LED screen, with more than twice the level of blue light, 460 nanometers, emission of a control screen, significantly lowered evening melatonin levels and suppressed sleepiness. 3. Sleep restriction therapy. Patients undergoing CBTI may experience some discomfort in the first couple of weeks of treatment. This can be due to sleep restrictions that are prescribed to help get sleep back on track. Sleep restrictions are put in place not to restrict actual sleep time, but to restrict the physical time in bed and act to consolidate sleep. The goal is to reduce the amount of anxiety you feel about sleeping. As sleep improves, your prescribed sleep time will be extended. 4. Remain in a subdued state. If sleeplessness persists, it's important to get out of bed and leave the bedroom after 20 perceived minutes. It's recommended that you remain in a subdued state by participating in non-stimulating activities until you become drowsy and is able to return to bed. Phone usage is strongly discouraged. It's important that the bed is associated with sleep, not wakefulness. By removing yourself from the bed when you're unable to sleep, the cue for sleep eventually becomes stronger, while the cue for wakefulness becomes weaker. 5. Sleep hygiene. CBTI may involve the restructuring of your sleep environment and adopting a different sleep hygiene regimen. This includes revisiting all aspects of your bedroom, from your mattress to lighting to temperature to scents chosen for the bedroom. The majority of patients reported that they tried the personalized recommendations and, with the exception of eliminating alarm clocks, over two-thirds of patients felt the recommendations helped them sleep at a one-month follow-up, and many of these perceived benefits were retained over 1 year. 6. Relaxation. A vital part of cognitive therapy consists of mindful meditation, which is key for helping to manage negative or racing thoughts. It helps to relieve anxiety, calming the mind and body. Section 3. About sleeping pills. According to Time.com, roughly 9 million Americans, or 4% of U.S. adults, use prescription sleep aids or medications to help with sleep disorders. The FDA has issued warnings pertaining to 3 widely used sedative hypnotic sleep aids, connecting them to 20 reported deaths and 46 non-fatal injuries. A 2012 study indicates that there is a link between hypnotic sleep aids and cancer. Patients who used hypnotics, like sleeping pills, were 35% more likely than people who were not prescribed sleeping aids to develop cancer after about 2.5 years of follow-up. Sleeping pills, a quick fix. Sleeping pills are a quick fix solution for insomnia, however, they are temporary, expensive, and plagued with unhealthy side effects. It's been proven that sleeping pills are only effective for up to 3 months and help you fall asleep only 20 minutes faster. The worst part is that they're not addressing the primary cause of your sleeplessness. CBTI is key for targeting factors that cause and perpetuate insomnia over a lifetime. Not a band-aid approach. CBTI gives you the knowledge you need to overcome insomnia. This knowledge is helpful if you experience recurring bouts of sleeplessness and helps prevent a dependency on pills. By slowly introducing strategies and giving you a chance to practice them, CBTI provides therapeutic guidance until you have all the building blocks necessary to beat insomnia once and for all. Section 4. Find professional help. The first step to seeking help for sleeplessness is making an appointment with a medical provider. From there, it may be necessary to schedule an appointment with a sleep clinic. Alternately, there are comprehensive online programs for CBTI that work directly with your doctor or provide virtual guidance through telemedicine. These programs use the science behind CBTI to help you relearn healthy sleep techniques to get the quality sleep you deserve.
We hope you have found this article useful. If you are having problems with your sleep, consult a professional in sleep medicine. Visit SCOFA.com for sleep articles, tools, and to search for a sleep doctor near you. References for this article can be found on SCOFA.com, under the article title. Thank you for listening.